Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 407.
Today, Fee asks, do you ever get bored writing your own books? No. Or more to the point, I don't write books that bore me. I only write books that interest me. Generally speaking, if a book bores me, if a story idea bores me, it's because it's not done yet. It doesn't have those two halves that I've talked about that you need to make a complete story. So if I get an idea that I like and can't let go of, but it's not moving for me or something, I just keep it on the pile until something else comes along that sets it off for me. And when I say pile, I mean pile. If we didn't have computers, there would be stacks of note cards and papers. What there is instead is there is a file folder that contains notes and treatments for story ideas I've had. And when I'm at loose ends for something to write and nothing's coming to me, I will go and read through the whole file until something jumps out and grabs me. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but it sets me on a chain of thought that winds up with me finding something that will work. So, no, I don't get bored writing my own books. Now, that doesn't mean that every book is a breeze all the way through. There are parts in every book, the one-third mark and the two-third mark particularly, are really deadly for me, where I just want to give up and be done. It's just a big pain in the ass. I can't imagine the book ever being any good. I don't wanna, where I bog down and I can't feel the motion of the story anymore, because the story is at one of the big gear change spots structurally. I find it tremendously frustrating. But I find it frustrating because I want to write it, and it's bogging down. That's different than being bored. Being bored, you couldn't give a damn. This is not being bored. This is being frustrated. Frustrating usually means that you are interested in what you're doing, and you're having some trouble bringing it off, or bringing it off in the style that you intend, or bringing it off as quickly as you'd like. That's different than being bored. So, no, I never get bored writing my own books, because I never set about to write a book that bores me. My primary goal in writing a book, other than getting it done, is to tell a story that interests me, and if I find myself bored, I invoke Chandler's rule. Guys with guns come through the door, and by the time they're introduced and the scene starts working itself out, I've got an idea of the direction the story is going again. It doesn't have to be guys with guns. It could be anything from the outside world that impinges upon the story and changes it. From the outside world, like outside the point of view character's awareness. Impinges upon that, changes the direction of the story.
I'm
totally not above using Capris in my books. A lot of the best writers in history have done it. I may not be one of the best writers in history, but I'll steal from them anyway. So, yeah, if you're finding yourself getting bored writing your books, then one of two things is going on. Either you've got a big confidence problem, which you need to work through. Your brain is telling you you're bored because what you actually are scared and cracking under performance pressure. Or you're not really involved in what you're doing. By definition, if you're bored, you're not really involved in what you're doing. Something about the story has risen up to the surface. You're not working down underneath. You're not mentally and emotionally present in the story, so you need to add something to the story, to bring something into the story that will suck you back down onto the road like a spoiler on a car traveling at high speeds. You need something that'll yank you down, that'll keep you engaged. If you are not engaged as a writer, it is unlikely your readers will be engaged on the other end. It's not impossible, and the better you are as a writer, the less direct that correlation is, because you do develop a sort of autopilot muscle memory on how to do things. But you want to keep yourself engaged as a writer, and if your books are boring you, you're not exploring new territory. And if you're not exploring new territory, then you're not discovering things that you can share with your readers along the way. And if there's nothing new for you to share with your readers, then why do you expect them to come to you? If you're not offering them something special that you've found in your creative journey, there's absolutely no reason they should waste their time on you. Take the time when you are finding yourself getting bored with a story, take the time to reinvigorate the story. Do something that'll make you interested in what you're doing. Let the story go places. This is a really good way, by the way. Let the story go places that you are afraid to go. You may be afraid to go because that's not what nice people write about. You may be afraid to go there because you've got a load of personal pain around that point. You may be afraid to go there because you don't want to deal with the backlash on Twitter when it comes out. Whatever the reason, go the places you're afraid to go. You will always find good stories there. And at the very least, you may be terrified. You may find yourself sporadically breaking down crying in the middle of telling stories. You may find yourself wondering if you're really a bad person deep down. But one thing you won't be is bored. And really, being bored is way worse than all of those other things. Thanks for sending in the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.